Podcast. My name is Sue Wetsworth, your host, coach, and professor that founded Worth Results to help people maximize their potential and achieve what they want out of life. Today, we're going to talk about your personal SWOT analysis. So put away all your distractions and focus on today's lesson because this podcast class is now in session. For lesson 15, we spoke about resolutions and how to choose a goal that you'll be able to keep longer than January 19th. Well, since this is January 19th, I wanted to provide some next steps for you to keep that goal moving forward. Those that have studied business already are familiar with the topic that I'm going to be speaking about today. A SWOT analysis is used prominently in business, but it can also be a very useful tool to assist with goal development personally, and to help chart your personal future. Now, I'm a big proponent of using your imagination and manifesting your goals, but for those of you out there that are more analytical or logical, who like doing pros and cons lists to help you choose or chart your course, this lesson is for you. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And this type of analysis is a common tool for assessing a company's strategy. It can provide management with a detailed perspective on what the organization does well, where its challenges are, what opportunities can be pursued, and what threats to prepare for. For those that are looking to start a career, change your career, or have any significant other goal to obtain, this type of approach can be used. Your own SWOT review can provide excellent insights on your strengths and weaknesses, as well as what externally you can watch out for and maybe avoid. And while you can just start brainstorming these and list them out on a sheet of paper or in a Word document or a note on your tablet or phone, I want to provide a detailed way to conduct a SWOT analysis. Now, the way it was originally intended by its creators and further adapters was to be outlined in a 2x2 matrix where you plot out the answers to the four key aspects. You would place the strengths and weaknesses across the top of the matrix, and then the opportunities and threats in the bottom part of the matrix. This four quadrant table is the most simplest and widely used form. Now, how to approach the SWOT is also very structured, yet simple. Strengths and weaknesses are related to internal aspects of yourself or what is within your control. And opportunities and threats are external to yourself or things outside your immediate control. With this information, you'll be reminded of your strengths and even identify how to leverage them. Look at how to minimize control or ideally improve your own areas of weakness. Look to pursue possible and potential opportunities that are out there and how to prepare or mitigate any risks or threats. Now, before I get into the next stage, I want to provide a crucial reminder. This exercise should be done with as much objectivity, especially on the weaknesses and threats, as possible. The reason I say that is because many of us will tend to use our weaknesses or potential threats that we see out there to feed our fears of going after a goal and doing what we want and stop us from moving forward. I see this every day. We say things like, why would they pick me? Or, wow, the competition is really fierce, so maybe this won't work for me, etc., etc. First of all, stop that. This is not an exercise in self-pity. Self-confidence, seeing the goal as what you want to accomplish, is the task at hand. We are looking at all those challenges as opportunities for growth and improvements, not to join the pity party. So please remember that when you move forward with this exercise. Armed with that shot in the arm, the next step is going through the process. But first, you need to set a goal. And for this exercise, it doesn't have to be your big stage 3 goal. It can be any goal, but it works best for a bigger goal. Ideally, though, have a stage 2, what you think you can do, or ideally a stage 3, what you want your dream goal to be in hand when you do this exercise. So some examples can be, do you want a new job or a promotion? Are you looking for some personal growth to start a new business or move in a different direction? The goal choices, honestly, are endless, but you need to start with a clearly defined goal. For the purposes of this exercise, since this is a very popular goal, I'm going to use the I want to start a new business as a goal to demonstrate the SWOT. With this in mind, there are questions you can ask yourself within each of the four areas. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here, so you need to just be as honest as possible with each of your questions and answers. If you're not going to provide critical thought to this exercise and be honest, the only person it's really going to hurt is going to be you. It requires real introspection, so set aside time to think hard and long, and you know what? Enjoy the process. You may also want to try this over a few days. You may not think of everything in one sitting, so allow yourself time to do it right. Take your time. Don't look at it as a one-and-done exercise either. So, enough of the lecture and on to the process. Under the strengths, questions to ask yourself include, in what areas do I naturally excel? What am I good at? And I would also like to add, what do I enjoy doing? Sometimes you want to look at strengths you currently have and also some that you had before and maybe are a bit dormant. Think if you were in the middle of an interview and they asked you, what would you consider your strengths? What would your response be? And don't be modest. If it is a long list, then it's a long list. If it's a short list, then don't let that bother you either. Think about all your skill sets. Some of us are humble and we're not used to thinking about ourselves in that way. Well, here's your opportunity to do that. Do you have any professional qualifications or certifications? If it's related to starting a business, what skill sets or characteristics are needed in that business that you have? Maybe you can list what accomplishments you've done in the past. Make the list, review it, think critically, take a break, then look at them again. Are they really a strength for the goal that you want to achieve? Having a nice smile is great, but is it really a strength related to your goal? Or is it just the best aspect about yourself that you like? If you're having a hard time with this, then ask someone that knows you what they feel your strengths are. Now for weaknesses. These are areas you need to improve on or challenges that you have that could cause a setback or involve more time and attention. Questions like, what are my negative work habits and traits? Does any part of my education or training need improvement? What skills do I lack as it relates to the business I want to start? What would other people view my weaknesses as? I had a boss say that I was loud. Now, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I didn't see that as a weakness. Was I louder than he was? Sure. Am I more animated, which by some definitions make me appear loud? Absolutely. Loud isn't necessarily a negative or a weakness. It's something that I should be conscious of? Absolutely. Can it help, say, my teaching and professional speaking abilities? Yeah, sure. So for that, it could be considered a strength. Again, if you're asking others, you may think what they say and look at. Make sure you do that with a different lens, and that's okay. Do you have the necessary skills and qualifications to be successful? Do you have bad habits? Now, I love this one because we all have habits that are sometimes unproductive and in some cases even bad. My Starbucks addiction to chai lattes is not productive and bad, but I do love them. And yeah, it's not healthy, but does it relate to any business goal I have? Like starting a business? No. So would I put that there? Likely not. How about I'm disorganized, which I'm not, but let's say I am. Now, being disorganized or maybe late for meetings or poor communication skills and so on, those types of things are weaknesses as it relates to starting a business. Again, be honest, but objective. If it makes it easier, think of another person, or like a colleague, that you would be critically making a list on, objectively. That will certainly help. You may want to ask friends again about certain weaknesses, but sometimes I feel that that can go really downhill quickly. So maybe keep that for yourself. Okay. And again, I want to mention this. If you have more challenges than strengths, don't let that get you down or discouraged. Many of us will find it easier to be critical of ourselves than find positives to add to a list. I say three things to that. I bet your strengths are there. You're either not believing in yourself or you're not looking hard enough. So that's one. Second, as with strengths, are they really weaknesses as it relates to your goal? Eating too many chips may be considered a dietary weakness, just like my chai latte addiction. But as it relates to starting a business, is it really a weakness? It may impact your energy levels, but again, not really the area we want you to focus on here. And you know what? Maybe this is an opportunity for you to change those for the better. Wouldn't that be a win-win? But don't let yourself take a ride on that negative slide. And third, use your weakness as a strength. If you're an introvert and don't like sales calls, then don't take that part of the direct sales of the business on. Find someone who enjoys that aspect of the business or enjoys sales and have them do that. Or take some sales courses and get out of your comfort zone. You know what? Some of the best sales leaders I ever had are what I would have called introverts. Now, we move to the external to you. Whew, that's a relief. Now we got that part over with. Now we can move to outside of me. But this is where it can be a bit more challenging, especially if you haven't done a lot of research or don't have a lot of knowledge on what's out there. But don't let that stop you. We have our smarts and the internet. So, questions to think about for opportunities are, what is the current state of the economy? What opportunities are there to grow? Is the industry I am searching for, is it growing? What new technologies are available to use or learn about? Are there any trends I can take advantage of? Are there any needs in the industry that no one is fulfilling? These questions seem easier, but honestly, this takes a lot of work to find the answers. And again, if this involves asking others these questions, then do so. Lastly, threats. What events may hinder me from achieving my goal? Again, we're thinking external threats. If you answer money, money is what you have to have and would be added to the weaknesses category. Yes, you need money to start up a new business, but again, we need to think external for the threats. So a good example of that would be the pandemic. It was a big external threat. And for a new business or even a new career, what are some other external threats? And yes, no one saw the pandemic coming, and I'm sure we're all sick of hearing about the pandemic, but it was a really good example. Is there strong competition that can hinder my chances? And I love this one. How professional have I been on social media? That's a good one, because sometimes we'll put in our own little personal spin on stuff and that can come back to haunt us with a career and especially starting a new business. What is the biggest external danger to my goal? The essence of identifying threats is to ensure you eliminate them or turn them into opportunities. Use them as motivation. All right, so now that you've had all the four quadrants filled in to your liking and have had a critical look at them, you believe each area is complete, as it can be. Now what? Well, guess what? You're not finished. Now you just evaluate what you did. You can do this by using two simple methods. Turning negatives into positives, which I've been talking about, and matching. Now, as I've been speaking about turning negatives and each negative section on how to turn those into positive direction, I can't stress that approach enough. This is the opportunity, pun intended, see what I did there, to ensure you minimize those aspects that reduce your chances for success and into those that increase your chances for success. So make sure you look at it from that positive lens when you look at those negative items. The other option is matching. Matching is connecting two of the categories to determine a course of action. If you treat the SWOT as simply a laundry list, then you know what? It'll be very illuminating, but really a wasteful exercise. You need to use that information and tie the elements together so you can put them into action. For example, how can the identified strengths move me towards my goal? What steps could you put into place to change your weaknesses or navigate a potential threat to ensure there's no ground lost? So, in this review of all of those items, you'll create an action plan of simple steps to proceed. You can prioritize which ones you feel are the most important to be completed first, and then next, and then so on. You're going to want to track your progress. Set up measurements or wins, I like to call them wins, for you to see and accomplish, and hey, celebrate. That allows you to stay committed and focused. In taking action, you'll move you towards your goal, setting you on the path to success, and will allow you to benefit not only professionally, but also personally. I hope you enjoyed that. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I know there are a lot of choices out there, and I'm so happy you spent your time with me today. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a lesson. If you want to talk about your own story or have a specific question to be answered next time, head over to worthresults.com and connect with me. I would love to hear from you. See you next time. We'll be right back.